Let's jump back into Mesilas Yesharim. We talked about last time how in order to get anywhere in life, you need to know where you're going first. You need to define your destination. Which is why, before we can even begin to talk about working on our midos, we need to understand ma chovat ha'adam ve'olamo. What is the purpose of man in this world? And the Chassid said that there are many different speculations as to what man's purpose in this world are. Some of them are good, some of them less good. And so we first presented one of the less good options, which, as the Chassid pointed out, has many pegs on which to hang, meaning has many ways in which it makes a lot of sense, but are incredibly distorted and destructive. And the first case that was presented was, God created the world, and here's the key piece that's missing, for some reason that we don't know. God was up to something, but it's God, we don't know. So, he created this beautiful world, for whatever reason that may be. He needed something there to enjoy the awesomeness that is the world, the beauty that is the world, the glory that is the world, and to recognize his presence, so he created man. Man's job is to enjoy the world. Now, man needs a couple of laws to make sure that A, he recognizes that there is a creator above him, and B, to make sure that they don't all start killing each other and cannibalizing each other, right? We want to make sure that they're actually able to hold it together, that there's a societal system. So God gives us chukim and mishpatim, so we both recognize that there is a God who gives us those laws, and that we actually act civilly toward one another. End scene. The problem with that is that that's basically a way to create a system that not only allows for, but endorses indulgence in ta'avan, physical pleasure. It's basically saying, you are here for the sole purpose of indulging in the physical pleasures of this world. It's a heter. It's a philosophy of heter. And that's not what the world is. Now you'll say to me, but that sounds really interesting. And it sounds really logical. And we don't know why God created the world, right? So why not? So says the Chassid, I'll explain to you why not both. Based on... Oh, he says it himself. Let him say it himself. I'm going to knock it down on two fronts. So we take a look. We're at Amar HaChacham, Ach Mahim Ra'ayotecha. Everybody see where that is? Amar HaChacham. Ach Mahim Ra'ayotecha Listor Hadat Azot. Says the Chacham, okay, fine, but how can you knock down this seemingly strong theory as to the reason for the creation of man and his purpose in this world? Amar HaChassid, in a very Ramchal way. It's very logical, very precise, and very categorized. Very Ramchal, even within the Chassid. Yishli ra'ayot midivrei chachamim zichonam livracha. I have proofs both from internal to the system of Judaism, from within ma'amrei chazal, labriyut, from within ma'amrei chazal, umin shikul hadat v'yoshir ha'sfara. And also, if you logically think about it and from just thinking about it in a clear, straight way. Meaning I'm going to prove to you both rationally and from sources that this is impossible. So if you like sources, great. Judaism's not into it. And if you like logic, regardless of the sources, great, because it makes no sense when you actually critically examine it. Brilliance of the Ramchal. Kine, lefi hadat hazot, tzarik shenomar sheyesh banivraim tachlit miyuchad bibriatam bilti taloy ba'adam. According to this perspective, you need to say that in the created world, there's a purpose outside of man. And only in order to enjoy the pleasures of this world, and that there should be good in this world and appreciation for that good, that it should be recognized and thought about, that's why man was created. Basically, what he's saying is, according to this philosophy, you have to assume that there is an unknown, primary, central creation for which the whole of reality was created for. Man is as ancillary to that creation, as irrelevant to that creation as could possibly be. Why? Because God already had the whole thing in motion long before man was there. God had this whole plan and created the world and everything in it. And he was like, oh, whoops, you know what? I also need somebody to enjoy this world, which has some specific purpose. So I'm also going to create man to enjoy the world. But man is as incidental to the world as could possibly be. You see how that has to play out? Any questions on why that is the logical conclusion if man is created only to enjoy the world, which is created for some other purpose? It It's midterms, it's Chag, it's Erev Chag, at least nod, give me something. Okay, yeah.
Why couldn't the world have been created specifically for man to enjoy, and that is the purpose of the creation of the world?
You could say that, that's not what this Svara holds.
Okay.
He's arguing with the Svarot of his time.
Okay.
So he says, V'ulam, however, Rabotinu Zichonam Livracha Limdu Lanu Hefech Mizeh Beferish. If we start off with our sources indicate the exact opposite of this. Shekinahu B'Bereshit Rabbah says in Medrash Rabbah in Bereshit, V'yomer Hashem, Emchet Adam Asher Barati Me'al Pnei Adama, Me'adam Ad Behema Ad Remes Vad Of Hashemayim. Where is this pasuk from? It's in your...
From
Noach, which we're learning in Chumash. That was for the Chumash people to wake up, yeah? That's in Parsha Noach, which we're learning right now. God said, I will wipe out the land, which I the man which I created from on the face of the earth, from man to animal, to creepy thing, to bird in the sky, everything I'm going to destroy with the flood. So he compares this, L'melech shaya masiya b'no, v'asa chupa v'tziria v'chiria. That is this compared to, says the Medrash, a king that has a son, a prince, and he makes him a chuppah, and it has beautiful decorations, beautiful drawings, beautiful curtains on this chuppah that he makes for his son, who's going to get married. Ka'as ha-melech al-beno beharago. God gets angry at his son, so angry that he has his son executed. Which is, again, in the Nimshal, what God does with the world. He destroys the world except for Noach. Ma'asa, what does the king then do once he's had his son executed? Nichnas l'toch ha'chupa, he goes into that chupa, hitzchil mishaber bakanim, mavkia b'chaitzaot, mirakea mikarea bavilaot. He goes in and he uproots, he breaks the beams, and he uproots all of the barriers of the chupa, and he rips down all of the curtains, meaning he destroys the chuppah. Amar HaMelech, the Melech says, Klum asiti elok nibini. The whole reason why I made the chuppah was for my son. B'ni avad v'zok hayemet. My son should be destroyed and his chuppah should remain? No. If my son is gone and this whole chuppah was only in his schos, I destroy the chuppah also. The chuppah doesn't maintain itself beyond the lifetime of my son. That's why, according to this medrash, which needs to be unpacked in many levels, God needs to destroy the whole world along with man. If God's going to destroy his prince, the centerpiece of creation, as opposed to this vision, right? The centerpiece of creation, which is mankind, then the whole world goes with him.
But God didn't destroy the world. He just destroyed humankind. Did he really destroy the world? The world still existed.
Underneath the water, but everything inside of it was dead. All of the animals died. All of the birds died.
All of the creations within the world died. But the world still existed.
It said that the flood even penetrated into a few amos into the ground in order to purify the ground. Even the ground was flooded and in a way that it wasn't able to produce. God destroyed everything that was alive. That includes the grass and the trees and everything else for that matter.
Okay.
God supersaturated everything with water and killed everything. He destroyed the world. Because the world in its entirety was created for men. Ad kan l'shonam, until now the medrash. I mean, that's like a close, an end quote. Harei lecha, shanivra'im him nivru'u ba'avur ha'adam. What this medrash is telling us is, and this is one of many, but what this medrash is telling us is that the world was created for man. V'lo ha'adam ba'avuram, and the man was not created for the world. In Cain, tzrichim anu l'ha'amin sheish b'briyat ha'adam tachlit yoter nechbad v'nisa mizeh. We need to have faith that there is a purpose for man that is more honorable and more lofty than just to enjoy the pleasures of a world that were created for a higher purpose than him. Od Medrash Kohelet, we also see in Medrash Kohelet, Amru Zichonam Livracha, they said, Chazal said, Re'e et kol ma'aseh ha'elokim, kimi yachol etzaken et asher ivto. B'sha'a shebara HaKadosh Baruch Hu et ha'adam harishon, nitalo ve'chaziro al kol ilanei gan Eden. Amar lo, rei ma'asai, kama na'im u'mishubachim heim, v'chol ma shebarati, bishvil chabarati. Tein da'avcha shalut tekalkel, v'tacharivet olami, ad kan l'shonam. That when God goes and creates the world, he puts man into Gan Eden, and he says, see all of my works, how beautiful they are. and how praiseworthy they are. Everything that I created explicitly, I created for you. Put your mind on it and don't mess it up. Don't destroy it. Don't distort it, because I created it for you. Akan l'shonam. This is explicit that the whole world is created for man. And they're all dependent upon him. They're all dependent upon man. And on the verse, at the end of creation, it was morning, it was day, it was the sixth day. Again, Chazal say, God made a covenant. He made
a condition.
Thank you. A condition with the heaven and the earth. If Klal Yisrael accept the Torah, then everything's good. And if Klal Yisrael don't accept the Torah, then I'm going to return the world to total nothingness. If you want article to being astonishingly empty, whatever that means and how that relates to Tohu Vavohu, I don't know. To being astonishingly empty, to total nothingness, the point is returning the world to a state of non-existence. If the Jews don't accept the Torah, in Cain, im lo hayu Yisrael mekablim et haTorah, if the Jews didn't accept the Torah, lo hayu meitim heim v'yibar'u anashim acherim tachtehem, they wouldn't have died and some other people wouldn't have come up in their place. O yisha'er ha'olam biltam, or the world wouldn't have, it couldn't be that the world was going to exist without them. Ela kol ma'aseh bereshit hayan echerav, the whole of creation would have been destroyed. Because it's all dependent not just on man, but as mankind moves forward, even specifically on the Jewish people. Olam u'bereshit rabba, it also says in Bereshit rabba, behi bar'am, the beginning of the second parak in Bereshit, the Avraham. Behi bar'am means when he created. So it says, behi bar'am is otiyot be'avraham. It's the same letters as be'avraham. Hadau dichtiv, ata asit et shamayim ve'ata aretz v'chule, you made the heavens and the earth. Kol ha'onkos hazet bishvil ma, all of this, why did you create it? Ele bishvil ata hu Hashem ha'ukim asher bacharta be'avraham. The only reason God created the heavens and the earth is because He, God, is God who is Elohim, who chose Avraham. Ad kan l'shono. The whole creation of the heavens and the earth were because of Avraham. The Ode. Right? He's going to make sure that we're as ironclad as possible, that this is not even a potential mode of thought within Chazal. The Ode, Pirkei Rabbi Elias, there are different medrash, Amru. Mikram kayom et bechoratcha li. Yaakov says to Esav, sell to me your birthright this day. Chazal say, Amru, Kishehayu Yaakov ve'Esav b'me'e iman. When Yaakov and Esav were in the womb of Rachel, of Rivka, Amar lo, Yaakov le'Esav, Yaakov said to Esav, Achim, shnei olamot lefanenu, ha'olam hazeh ve'ha'olam haba. There are two worlds in front of us, this world and the next. Ha'olam hazeh, yesh bo achila, ushtia, umasa umatan, lisa isha, lolid banim. This world, it has eating in it, drinking in it, commerce, marriage, children, producing children. Aval ha'olam haba, ein bo kol amidot halalu. There's nothing like this in olam haba. Ritzoncha, tol ata ha'olam hazeh, v'ani etol ha'olam haba. I'll make you a deal. Let's split it 50-50. You, Esav, you get olam hazeh, you get all of the pleasures of this world. Me, Yaakov, I'm going to take olam haba. What do you say? Ota sha'a natal Esav chelko. At that very moment, Esav took his portion, olam hazeh. V'Yaakov natal chelko. And Yaakov took his portion. Olam haba. Ad kan l'shonam l'inyaninu. Ad kan l'shon of the medrash for our purposes. Me'ata. We see from this, here now, anachnu, we, b'nei Yaakov, v'day lo nivra'enu le'olam hazeh. We weren't even created for olam hazeh in the first place. K'arei inenu chalkenu, it's not our portion, it was not designed for us to inherit. It's not our eternal portion. Ela v'day tachlit acher yesh b'briyatenu. For sure there must be some other reason in our creation. Lo nitba'er l'fi hada'at hazot, which doesn't make sense according to this perspective on creation. V'hine, we'll finish until the paragraph and then we'll call it a day. V'hine, ad hina heveti lecha ha'ra'ayot midivrei chachamim zichronam nivracha. I brought you the words of our sages. Let's also talk about it, meaning clearly in Chazal, they were not looking at it as the world was created for anything but man, specifically the Jewish people. That was the goal, that was the purpose, and in fact it was the purpose was for, to get to the next world, even from that last Midrash. So Chazal is definitely not working with that paradigm. Now let's talk about it from even from a rational, logical perspective. Think about it for a second, says the Chassid. We can't accept this philosophy in any aspect. If the purpose and the intent in the creation of man was to enjoy the pleasures of this world, and the only purpose for the mitzvot is that there are ways to keep him fenced in, boundaries so that he shouldn't mess up, as the people who hold this philosophy, as we mentioned before, say, according to what we actually see with our own two eyes in this world, God's intent seems to be totally nullified. In fact, the opposite is happening in this world. It's not happening at all. How so? He's quoting from a pasuk. That a person's life is maybe 70 years, maybe 80 years if he's really strong, and they're all full of toil, of sin, with many different times of pain and sickness and difficulty. And after all that, a person dies. Meaning, this world is an abysmal place. This world is a depressing place. Where's all the fun? Where's all the pleasure? Where's all the happiness? Why aren't we all running around totally satisfied by what we're given in this world, if our whole purpose is just to enjoy this world? Where then is this pleasure that a man is supposed to get from the world? Is this intent fulfilled even one in a thousand of just being pure enjoyment of this world? And then even so, even if a person does achieve some sort of pleasure in this world, so he lives here maybe for 100 years and then moves on and he dies. Is it possible that the one on high who has this intent for the creation of the world in such a way, for this specific purpose, that what actually happens in this world should be the exact opposite? If you have any answer, tell me. Says the Chacham. Hinei mina kushia zot lo nanus. A person can't get away from this question, these questions. Ki al kol panim HaKadosh Baruch Hu bara Adam HaRishon l'sheyizkeh v'yitaneg b'tuv ha'amiti. Everybody agrees. I mean, this is also something which he's taking for granted, and we'll get to when we do Derech Hashem. But clearly, man was created in order to have true and full enjoyment, whatever that may be. Man was created in order to receive the greatest goodness that God can bestow. And in this world, if his whole reason for creating the world was to enjoy physical pleasures in this world, everything he does doesn't make any sense, and it seems to be that the opposite is coming about. HaKadosh Baruch Hu redeems Israel and brings them to Eretz Yisrael in order that they should be sold into it, and then the opposite happens. So Amar HaChassid. So he's going to say, we'll get to an explanation of those issues when we get there. But we clearly have to produce some other paradigm for what the purpose of this world is. We'll build that Bezrat Hashem together after Sukkos.